Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hi, you all. This is Maisha Avery. I will be speaking to you all today on how to own your journey and how to basically get back on track once you have fallen off. Today's show for you all that are not familiar with who I am Maisha Avery. I am a health educator. I am the founder and CEO of Inspire to Change, LLC. My main purpose for starting Inspire to Change, LLC is basically to educate and motivate and inspire others to embark on a healthier lifestyle journey. My main source of getting my content out there to the world is my blog, which is www.inspire2change.co. So now that we have basically that introduction out of the way, I will begin my show today. As stated, I will be speaking on how to own your journey. And this is hard for a lot of individuals. I think that this show was very important to tackle today as we're coming close to the end of February of a new year. And I say that because a lot of the times before we reach 2015 or before we reach a new year, a lot of us have this New Year's resolution, quote unquote, and a lot of the times that New Year's resolution may be to lose weight or maybe to, you know, live healthier. So I thought it was extremely, extremely, extremely important to tackle this topic head on because we are in the beginning of a new year. And as stated, it's about the end of February. And around this time, a lot of individuals, as I am seeing or as I am witnessing, and, you know, observing and, you know, speaking with people and seeing on social media, unfortunately, a lot of individuals who set out this New Year's resolution is now towards the time that they're kind of falling off track. So I wanted to speak on how to basically get back on track. First, let me skim back a little bit in terms of staying on track. Now, I spoke about this in my first show in terms of, you know, creating a healthier lifestyle or what have you. Some of the main things, just to highlight some very key points here, some of the main things that you would want to do in terms of creating a healthier lifestyle, and these are things that will help keep you on track, and some of these points are things that you can use to get yourself on track. But just to, you know, put these things out here, a lot of the times when creating, you know, a healthier lifestyle, you always want to remember to take small steps. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew, so to speak, because then that's a sure way to set yourself back. You also want to figure out what motivates you. What, as I stated, we all have motivation built within us. It's just certain things that have to be done to bring that out. So you definitely want to figure out what motivates you. And then also just positive self-talk. These are things, you know, that I always, always, always speak on. Thoughts become things, and you can never accomplish. Your body can never go places that your mind can't comprehend. So those are just some high-level things in terms of creating a healthier lifestyle. Now, in terms of where we fall off, the biggest thing for myself as a health educator, as I have meal plan consultants, and I work with many different clients that are wanting to live healthier lifestyles, the main factor that I have noticed in terms of individuals falling off would be just motivation. A lot of the times, life happens to all of us, And a lot of the times when things happen in life that may throw us off, things happen each every day in life that can throw us off, but a lot of the times we just kind of let it go in terms of our healthier lifestyle journey. And I'd say that the main factor that I see in terms of people always falling off is not being consistent and also not being motivated. And those are some very key things to speak on. But I think first things first, let's tackle, and as I stated before in my previous calls, or if you ever have, you know, read my blog and things of that sort, I always like to do things in steps. Because it, for me, it just makes more sense. And for a lot of times for others, it's just easier to digest. So my first point that I will be speaking on is if you fall off, the worst thing that you can do, and this kind of goes into positive self-talk, thing that you can do is beat yourself up about it. Number one, it has happened. If you had a bad week, a bad day, if you had several bad meals, or what have you, in terms of, you know, living a healthier lifestyle, if you had some days where you did not work out, do not beat yourself up about it, because a lot of the time when we beat ourselves up about things and we just engulf in this self-pity, it can take place for days. It can take place for weeks. And now you have days that turns into to weeks that turns into months where you have basically beat yourself up. And that was time taken away from when you could have basically gotten back on track and lived, you know, a healthier lifestyle. It's okay to, you know, feel bad and, you know, things like that, but don't make it a habit of just beating yourself up. It's a difference in saying, okay, it's a difference in taking ownership and holding yourself accountable versus beating yourself up about it. Those are very different things. So, you know, it's a difference to hold yourself accountable and say, okay, I hold myself accountable for this action that I have done versus saying, you know, oh, this is terrible. I'm never going to lose weight. I'm never going to be healthy. And you allow that to linger on. That's not really good, number one, because you're not talking to yourself in a positive manner. And then number two, your body can't go places where your mind can't comprehend. So in that point in time, when you're beating yourself up and you're practicing negative self-talk, you're basically stunting your growth from being able to press forward. So you know, you just don't want to beat yourself up about it or what have you. In terms of beating yourself up as well, you don't ever want to. A lot of times when we beat ourselves up about something, we continue to make excuses. And when you beat yourself up about something, it goes hand in hand. A lot, like I said, it's a difference in between holding yourself accountable and say, I hold myself accountable for not working out for a week. I hold myself accountable because I knew that, you know, I know that chocolate is my weakness, so I shouldn't have ate, you know, 3 Snicker bars in 1 hour. Or what have you, I shouldn't have purchased the Snicker bar. That's holding yourself accountable, but beating yourself up, it tends to, a lot of the times, make excuses, because at that point in time, excuses make you feel comfortable. So, and you're not being aware at all because you're making excuses. So the biggest thing is that you want to stop making excuses for yourself. You know, and stating, well, it was only 1, it was only 3, or what have you. No, hold yourself accountable, understand your actions, and then move forward. Another thing is that you want to, this is the thing, when you have fallen off, you always, awareness is key to everything. So you always want to sit back. There has been times in my journey, and if you all are not familiar with myself, let me just jump back a little bit. So I am reaching almost 3 years in my healthy lifestyle journey. Being in my healthy lifestyle journey has afforded me the opportunity to lose over 70 pounds. I believe it's been about 78 pounds that I have lost, give or take, because throughout time, my original weight loss in terms of pounds was 78 pounds, but I've gained more for myself. I gained more, I lost more, what have you. But originally, going back to my original weight loss overall, I lost over 78 pounds. So with that being stated, you know, there were times, I would not necessarily say there were times or there are times when I fall off. There are times where, yes, I may have a cupcake. I may, you know, that's funny, but yes, I will. Because no one is, I don't want you all to think that, you know, you can't ever eat anything that is not good for you. And I don't ever want to give that perception that that's what I do. But there are some times, well, yes, I will have a slice of pizza. I will have a cupcake. There are certain things that I don't indulge in terms of, like, soda. I don't drink soda. Those are not things that I do. I don't drink juice in terms of, like, processed juice and things of that sort. That's not something that I do because those are things that I really don't, because it's so processed, there are some things that I really don't indulge in just because of what's in it and things like that. A lot of the times, a lot of foods, I don't do processed food in terms of like TV dinners and things like that. Those are not things that I do in terms of, and also I don't do fast food in terms of like, you know, things with a drive-thru, McDonald's, things of that sort. Because a lot of the times, things that are processed foods and, you know, just everything that you hear in the media in terms of fast food and things like that, it's those types of things, they turn me off from eating those certain types of foods. And in terms of like soda and things like that. So there are some things that I definitely do not have. There are some things that I definitely have not had in years. But I will say that, yes, I will have a cupcake. Yes, I may have a slice of cake. Yes, I may have a slice of pie or what have you. Yes, I may eat pizza. But the biggest thing is that I wouldn't call it falling off because number one, I practice when I eat something like that. So if I have some pizza, I may stop someplace and get a slice of pizza. I don't go back into my old habit where I can sit at home and order a whole large pizza and eat it in one sitting as I used to do. So everything is in moderation. If I go to the grocery store and I decide one day that I want a cupcake, I'll buy, you know, they sell single cupcakes or what have you. I'll go and purchase a single cupcake as opposed to buying a whole dozen or buying two and three cupcakes at a time. So I just practice, that's another thing, is just practice things in moderation. However, I will say this, in the beginning of my journey, and this is one thing that I state to all of my clients, and this is one thing that I state to people overall, in the beginning of my journey, moderation was not something that was in my vocabulary or that fit into my journey at that point in time. Everything was no for me. So for myself, and when I state that is that in the beginning, I didn't have the discipline to stop somewhere and get one slice of pizza. I didn't have the discipline to say, oh, I'm going to go out and eat, and oh, I'm only going to ask for water, as opposed to asking for a soda. Those things were, I was in the beginning of anyone's healthy lifestyle journey, we are all going to be, what I want you to understand is that we're all going to be vulnerable, and we're all going to be, our discipline is not going to be as strong as it may be 2 and 3 years down the line, 3 and 4 years down the line. And that, and that basically is what it is. And I don't think that anyone can say in the beginning of their journey that they're 100% disciplined, because if any of us were, then we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now in terms of trying to lose weight, trying to live healthier and things like that, because if our discipline was on point in the beginning, then we would not have the issues that we have now. So for me, in the beginning, my discipline was nowhere near what it is today. So as stated in the beginning, there was no moderation. It didn't fit into my healthy lifestyle journey. Everything was no. I had to throw those things out of my home and not buy them. For me, it was always, if I don't see it, it doesn't exist, I don't have it. And then for me, as I stated, I threw those things out of my home, unhealthy things out of my home, and I replaced them with clean items. And for me, a lot of the times, you know, most of us, we do work, and we spend more time at work than we may spend with our families or at home or what have you. So with that being stated, you know, I carried my items with me in terms of what I ate, meal prep, and things like that. So if I didn't have unhealthy food in my home, I didn't eat it. And that's what basically built my discipline when I stopped buying those things at the beginning of my journey. So for me, that was a small step. For others, it may not be, but I will tell you that in the beginning, you want to get rid of those things because your discipline is not that strong as it will be maybe 3 and 4 years, 2 and 3 years down the line. Now, I can have a slice of pizza, and I'm okay with that. In the beginning, I could not tell you that I could eat one slice of pizza and I would be okay. I could eat a whole large pizza by myself in one sitting. So therefore, I had to, you know, basically rid myself, you know, of those things. And as stated, just understanding that goes with being self-aware. You know, just being self-aware of, and this can happen. This is basically what can kickstart your journey, and this is also what will get you back on track with your journey in terms of being self-aware. And being self-aware is not just saying, okay, I had a cupcake that was bad. Okay, you're aware that you had that cupcake, but completely being self-aware is taking ownership and understanding what you have done and also making the change. So that's the other part of being self-aware. So in terms of if you ever were to fall off of your journey, don't make excuses. Say to yourself and be very self-aware that I stopped working out because one day I may not have felt like it or what have you. And going forward, I will figure out other alternatives. So in terms of, so for instance, if you have this certain routine, where you work out every day. You may go, and let's say you go to the gym and you run 30 minutes on the treadmill each and every day. And one day you just have a day where you're just like, I don't feel like going. You know, I was stressed out at work or what have you, and I just don't feel like going today. And then that day turns into days, and then that turns into weeks. And then you look up and it's a month later and you haven't worked out, and now you've basically fallen off and feel like giving up. So, okay, first you need to understand why did you allow yourself, because at the end of the day, you allowed that action to take place in terms of you not, you know, feeling like working out. So this is the thing. You did not work out because you were stressed. So maybe you want to try a different approach. So maybe, let's say, on high-level stress days, maybe it may be more motivational for you to, instead of pushing yourself to go to the gym and run the treadmill for 30 minutes, maybe on high-level stress days, maybe you want to attend a fun fitness class as opposed to going to the gym and running on the treadmill 30 minutes a day, which is not very uplifting for you. That may not be something that is, you know, motivational for you at that time. Maybe it's more motivational for you to participate in a fun Zumba class, something that will lift your spirit. So number one, you're getting a little workout in, and then number two, it's something that's lifting your spirit. So that's what it means in terms of being fully self-aware of when you fall off track. Say, for instance, you have fallen off track with healthy eating, which is the biggest thing overall in terms of your healthy lifestyle journey, because as I say, you can work out 24/7 and not eat healthy, and you're really not doing anything in terms of, you know, living a healthier lifestyle. So say, for instance, you're ever at a point where, you know, you're healthy, your clean eating has fallen off. So then you need to recognize, well, what took place at that time that I fell off? Maybe you had a vacation. Maybe you attended, for some, anything can throw off a habit or regimen that you have going on. So let's say, for instance, what do we have? Maybe we just had the Super Bowl. You went to a big Super Bowl party, and you just, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and throw my healthy eating habits out the window, and I'm just going to eat whatever is here and not be aware and not make healthier choices So you go to a Super Bowl party, they have all these things, and you just indulge in all this, you know, basically unhealthy eating. And then that day, you know, turned into, you know, multiple days, because now you feel bad because you allow yourself to. So what needs to happen is that if that were to take place for me, for instance, when I have something, and this may help you in terms of getting back on track. For me, for instance, if there is something that is taking place, and so different somebody to a Super Bowl party, which I didn't go to a Super Bowl party this year, but just say, for instance, if I was invited to a Super Bowl party, and Super Bowl parties usually take place, Super Bowl usually happens on a Sunday. So now I have a new week ahead of me. What I will do is I may go to a Super Bowl party, and I may say, yes, I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat at this Super Bowl party. This is my day where I'm just going to indulge. That may be fine. What will help me not fall off, and I do this for myself a lot of the times. I have events that I go to and things like that. And it's fine if you would like to attend a party or if you would like to attend an event and you say, okay, you know, I just want to be able to cheat a little today, or I want to be able to, or for me, sometimes I save big events for days where, you know, hey, I just want to eat whatever I want to eat. Or sometimes when you go to events, you don't know what they may have. And a lot of the times they may not have very healthy choices at events. And I am aware of that a lot of the time. So if I have an event that I'm going to attend, I prepare myself where they may not have anything that is necessarily very clean for me to eat. So if I'm going to eat there, then that's fine. But what I will do in terms of, let's go back to the Super Bowl party. So you have a Super Bowl party. Super Bowl party is happening on Sunday. You know that you have the entire week. So what I do is I may say, okay, well, this evening when I go to this Super Bowl party, I'm going to eat whatever it is that I want to eat. That's fine. But what I do is, and I practice this in my day-to-day life now in terms of, you know, going to events and things like that and eating what I want to eat, I scale back and say, okay, to still hold myself accountable and still stay on track with my journey, I still meal prep prior to. So therefore, if I attend a Super Bowl party, which happens on a Sunday, I get home late. If I get home late, I'm not going to be meal prepping and things like that late at night. And that's what will, you know, allow you to fall off, because, and then the week comes, and then you have all these things to do in terms of work. You're not wanting to come home in the middle of the week at the end of your long day and meal prep for a whole week. A lot of times, none of us wants to do that. I don't like to do that, or what have you, and I'll just be very honest. So for myself, if I know that I'm attending an event, and it may happen on a Sunday, and I know it may be something that is going to be a long day, or I'm just going to be busy, I will meal prep maybe, let's say, that Saturday evening if I don't have anything to do, or I will make time, or I may get up and earlier that Sunday, I will meal prep. But I always, throughout my journey, I have always been very self-aware. And if you are very self-aware, this will help you in kickstarting your journey, and this will help you if you have fallen off of your journey. This will help you to get back on track. So the biggest thing is being self-aware and holding yourself accountable. And that is very different from making excuses and beating yourself up about it. So those are very two different things. You want to keep yourself accountable, which means that you need to be very self-aware in your actions that you have taken and how to turn them around into a positive. With that, you also want to speak to yourself in a positive manner. Things that you do not want to do is you do not want to make excuses, and you do not want to beat yourself up about it, because those are things that can cause you to be very stagnant, and then you won't make any progress. So it's a fine line between, it's a very fine line between the two. So I believe if, you know, for anyone that's listening to this call, that will be listening to this call later on down the road when we're done, I would just write those four things, basically, yeah, those four things down. So in terms of keeping yourself accountable, and then also being self-aware as you're doing. What you do not want to do is beat yourself up, which in turn causes you to make excuses for yourself. Because, and it's a very fine line, and as I said, it's a very fine line between those categories there, those topics there. There's a very fine line in between the two. But once you actually get into the mind frame of doing that, then you will, you know, it'll make it easier. Another thing in terms of getting back on track, I would like to go back to what I stated. Stop biting off more than you can chew. And what I mean by that is a lot of the time we, and I always say this, and I will always say this, make small steps. Don't ever start off your journey. As I said, and I will be very honest, none of us are going to be capable. It's some people, everyone is different in the way that they conquer things. For me, like I stated, when I began my journey, I rid my home of everything that was bad or what have you, and I completely started over new. I completely, you know, replenished my home with healthy eating choices and things like that. I got rid of them completely. But what I will say is that when I say stop biting off more than you can chew, take small steps. For instance, new clients that I just began to work with. And in our first week of working with one another, I set her out a meal plan as to where she needed to follow certain meals for a whole week. And what I mean is that I didn't break it down in terms of on Monday for breakfast, she will eat this. On Monday for lunch, she will eat this. Monday for dinner, she will eat this. Tuesday for breakfast, she will have this. I didn't create different meals because for that particular person, consistency may have been an issue. So therefore, why would I set up someone to not be consistent by every day creating a different meal? Number one, that is a lot of money right off the gate for you to create that. And then number two, that is a lot of cooking. It's a lot of meal prepping. It's just a lot to do in terms of stating, okay, Monday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you have different meals. Tuesday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you have different meals. Wednesday, so on and so forth. That would have been a lot to tackle in the first week of working with me. So therefore, instead of doing that, you may want to scale back and say, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, for breakfast, I'm going to have this. For lunch, I'm going to have this. For dinner, I'm going to have this. And then prepare your snack. Now, later on down the road, you may come to a point where you say, okay, for Monday, I'm going to have this, 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 and this for breakfast. For Tuesday, I'm going to have that, 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 that for breakfast. The same thing, so on and so forth. Then it may be 2 or 3 years out. For me, even now, almost 3 years into my journey, I will be very honest. That is not something that I do. When my week happens, I set out each day to have, you know, meals for the week. And let's say it may be baked chicken, asparagus, and sweet potatoes, or what have you. And that will be, and that may be my lunch for a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Just because for me, I'm super, super busy. And sometimes I may have weeks where I like a variety of things and I may create just different meals, you know, for every different day of the week, or I may have this for lunch today, that for dinner tomorrow. You know, so it just depends where I am. However, as going back to a new client that I have, I would never, and I never do this with any of my clients, you will never come and work with me, and I will start you off and give you this extraordinary meal plan, because what it will do is, number one, it's overwhelming for a lot of people, and especially for individuals that skip meals and things like that. You just can't. So in terms of, as I stated, don't bite off any more than you can chew. Be very, and this goes back to being self-aware as well. When you're self-aware, you can be very realistic with yourself. If you have an issue with eating consistently, why would you look for someone to, or why would you try to create different meals every single day of the week for every single different category? That's not being realistic. if you're skipping meals, there's no way in the world that you can hold yourself up to it. Anything is possible, but being just very realistic, when you are a person that skips meals and you are not a consistent eater, or you're not a consistent clean eater, or what have you, very, very hard. It will be very, very hard, just realistically speaking. It will be very, very hard for you to hold yourself accountable to a different meal for every different day of the week, for every different category of the day. That's just unrealistic and it's impossible. The same for physical activity. A lot of the times when I take on clients, you know, I ask them, well, where are you at currently with your physical? Some things I'm asked is, where are you currently with your physical activity? Some may be nothing. Some may be, you know, going to the gym. They just can't, you know, be consistent in terms of what they are doing. Again, you scale back and you make smaller choices. You cannot go from, for me, for case in point, when I began my journey, I started my journey with a 15-minute walk a day. That lasted for a couple of months until I got into the hang of, okay, building a regimen of actually having physical activity. Then that 15 minutes a day turned into 30 minutes twice a day. Then that 30 minutes twice a day may have turned into an hour in the morning and 30-minute walk in the afternoon. And then how it went on is that that walking turned into walking and jogging. Then that turned into me becoming a runner twice a day. It would have been unrealistic for me to start my journey or what have you, becoming a full runner. That sounds, for lack of a better word, it sounds crazy because, and to be honest, I see it a lot of the times. I see it, you know, when I look out on social media, or I can see it in real life where individuals go from, you know, nothing in terms of living healthy to the next day you see them and they have become a full runner the next day. And then usually those individuals, unfortunately, you will see that they will completely fall off within a few weeks, less than a month, because no steps have been taken. So that's what I mean in terms of, you know, stop biting off more than you can chew. Because what I have noticed is that when you bite off more than you can chew, that is a sure, you are setting yourself up. You're basically, a lot of times, unfortunately, and I hate to say it, you're setting yourself up for a downfall. Because number one, when you bite off more than you can chew, you're not even being aware of yourself. And again, it all goes back to self-awareness. You're not being aware of yourself, because if you were self-aware, then you would be very realistic that you cannot go from not doing any physical activity to tomorrow I'm going to get up and run for 30 minutes. And 30 minutes may not be a long time to run, but that is a long time. I can get up and run now, 30 minutes, do it, and go back to my day. In the beginning, almost 3 years ago, you couldn't have paid me to run for 5 minutes consistently. So imagine someone that goes from, you know, nothing to 30 minutes a day full running. That I've just seen that it has not lasted in terms of being consistent. So that is the biggest thing in terms of taking small steps. Also, something that will, this is another thing, and it's just being self-aware. It's just being self-aware overall. So another thing in terms of being self-aware is figure out what motivates you. A lot of the time, we as individuals fall off because we're doing things that do not motivate us. So if you're an individual where it motivates you to eat healthier, if, you know, you try different things, you change, take your time exploring, take your time visiting a farmer's market and getting to know other, you know, vegetables and other fruits that you never heard about. Maybe that may be exciting to you on your healthy eating journey or what have you, because, you know, you're trying different things. It's new and exciting for you. For me, that was one thing that was very exciting and very motivational, because before I started my journey, I didn't eat vegetables like that, to be completely honest. My vegetable and fruit intake before I started on my healthy journey was, oh gosh, maybe about 2 or 3 servings, if that much, per week. If it was that much, I couldn't tell you that I really, that may have been on a good week, but I could tell you that my fruit and vegetable intake may have been non-existent. So because of that, you know, I eat very basic vegetables that we sometimes always eat compared to, you know, the vegetables and fruits that I eat nowadays. So for you, for healthy eating, it may be motivational for you to get out there, you know, and explore and try new things in terms of healthy eating. It may be motivational for you to, some people like to cook. It may be motivational for you to try different recipes, look online, you know, or you can always visit my blog, Shameless Plug, and look on Tasty Tuesday and just find, you know, recipes. And that may be exciting for you. That may be motivational for you to continue clean eating. In terms of physical activity, in terms of, you know, getting back on track or what have you, go back to, and I hate to continue to, not hate, but I, you know, do not like to sound redundant in bringing this up, but it's all about self-awareness. So if we go back to physical activity in terms of getting back on track, be very realistic with yourself. You may not like to walk outside. You may not like to run the treadmill for 30 minutes a day. You may find it may be more motivational for you to work out with others. If that's something that motivates you, then there are tons of, you know, group fitness classes. There are tons of, in every area, even when I just look on Instagram, in different states, different cities, there are always individuals that are trainers. There are always individuals that are in health and wellness, such as myself, that actually host local fitness classes. I do, for instance, and that will be something that will be, you know, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I host fitness classes, and that will be something that I will start back up, less physical, this summer. So it's always something that is going on, not necessarily that you have to be in a gym, because I don't hold my fitness classes in the gym. It's more so outside in local parks or what have you, and a lot of individuals do. So that may be something that motivates you to work out, is to be with others. For me, I don't mean this in a negative way, but it doesn't bother me to not work out with others. That's not, for me to have a group of people to work out with every day or what have you, that doesn't really motivate me. Because I say that my workout time is me time. My workout time, my running, and when I say workout, I run. So that's very much a self-reflection time for me. So for me, it's not motivating for me to work out with others. I have my fitness classes, which again, they will be starting back up this spring, but that's something that I do, you know, I will begin to do once per month or what have you. But in terms of my everyday activity, I like to walk, I like to run. So that is something that is, that motivates me. And what motivates me to continue to do that every day is, again, it's me time. So that is the time where I have that I set aside an hour where I don't worry about social media. I don't worry about texting. I don't worry about talking on the phone. In terms of, I block those things out. I block my text message and block my phone calls, and I just blast music and go. And that is something, my running time is something that I look forward to each and every day, and forward to it because it is very therapeutic and very freeing for me. And that's my motivation factor for my physical activity, is because it's very therapeutic. And it's beyond, you know, maintaining my weight loss or losing my weight. It's just that it clears my mind. It clears my spirit. So that's always exciting, you know, for me in terms of having that. So if we think beyond weight loss or think beyond a healthy lifestyle, you know, what motivates you in those moments? Or what have you, you know, so those are the things. And also, as I say, I always go back to, and this is something with getting back on track, with your healthy lifestyle journey is practicing positive self-talk. And this is something I practice every single day of my life. Life can happen for anyone. It happens to all of us. So one thing that you always want to do is practice positive self-talk. And this goes beyond just working out, just eating healthy. This has everything to do with a healthy lifestyle, because when we think of healthy lifestyle, it's beyond just physical activity and, you know, clean eating. Healthy lifestyle means that you practice a life of being stress-free, no negativity, a clear mind, a sound heart. Those things all make up for a healthy lifestyle, healthy relationships, you know, being healthy towards others. So with that being stated, a lot of that happens when you are positive with yourself. And so these are things that I say that you should always practice, because it will always, being positive within yourself, if you are truly positive within yourself, it will always show up in things that you do for yourself, and it will always show up in the way that you treat others. And it's all universal. So therefore, always be positive with yourself. You will not always have days where you may miss a day where you're going to work, where you don't work out. Sometimes, for instance, this past week, it has been very hard for me to, not very hard, but I may have missed maybe a day. I'm not sure. We had really bad ice here, a little bit of snow accumulation, if you want to call it that. And I didn't go and work out. I was stuck in the house. I didn't really do a home workout because I'm always very busy. And that was a time for me to rest. I didn't have to go to work. I was like, oh, gosh, I was excited. So I was just like, okay, well, let me sit at home and rest. I didn't go out and run that day. I didn't beat myself up about it. It happened. Could I have worked out at home? Yes. Did I choose not to work out at home? Yes. And I own that. Again, that's all about holding yourself accountable and moving forward. I didn't self-pity at the fact that I didn't work out. The next day, you know, as the ice cleared up a little bit, it was still very, very cold outside, but I just bundled up and I went out for a walk. I didn't run that particular day because it's just very hard. It was very windy and it was very cold, and I just didn't want to put that on my body in terms of running. We have a fitness center where I live, but again, I don't like the gym. I like being outdoors in terms of working out. So I could have really, again, I could have worked out at home. I just don't like indoor workouts. It's not something that is appealing to me. Again, I like to be outdoors. I like to be in nature. It's very freeing for me. So to be indoors, yes, I could have worked out indoors, but it was just there. It's not something that makes me feel good, so to speak, or it doesn't free my mind. It doesn't free my heart. I like to be outside in nature. So I bundled up and I went out and then I walked. But there, in terms of going back to what I was stating and missing that day, I didn't practice, number one, because I was very self-aware of the choice that I made to not work out. And I gave myself that grace. And that's a lot of things that I always post motivational things on Inspired to Change Instagram, you know, and Facebook and things of that sort. And that was one of the things that I said maybe last week or the week before last. Give yourself grace, and this always goes into positive self-talk. If something happens and you fall off, give yourself grace. Grace will allow you to get back up and continue to move forward, more so than beating yourself up and making excuses would. A lot of the times when we fall off and we fall down and we stay down, it's because we allow ourselves to be in this pity party. We allow ourselves to, we practice negative self-talk, and then those things just keep us stagnant. They just keep holding us down. If you give yourself, if you become aware of the choice that you made, just like I said the other day, when I didn't go out and I didn't run and I didn't exercise, I made that choice to do that, and I owned that choice. And that was fine with me because that's a choice that I made. And then I moved forward. You know, so that is the biggest thing in terms of, you know, just give yourself grace. If you fall off one day, hey, it's okay. Life is not going to end. you will not lose 20, you will not gain 20 to 30 pounds in one day because you failed to take a 30-minute run, as you usually do. But you may gain 20 to 30 pounds if you fall off of clean eating and you no longer participate in physical activity. You have allowed this to take hold for a month on it. Then, yes, you may. But one day is not going to hurt you. 2 days is not going to hurt you. If something happens and it takes a week or what have you, again, give yourself grace. Grace will carry you. Grace and positive self-talk will carry you a lot further than, you know, beating yourself up would. So those are just my key points in terms of, you know, getting back onto your healthy lifestyle journey. So it's just about always remaining aware, always being aware. That's the biggest thing. As I stated, don't beat yourself up. Stop making choices. One thing is that be the change. Always be the change that you want to see within yourself. What keeps me so motivated is because that I always go back and to remember why I started. And why I started was because I did not want to live with health issues. As stated, and I've always stated this on my blog, and I say this everywhere else, I come from a family where, you know, my family history, and that's another big thing. You always want to research your family history because it will help you know what you're fighting against. So in terms of myself, I'm always fighting against, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, things of that sort. That is the main reason why I started. It had nothing to really do with losing over 70 pounds. Losing over 70 pounds, yes, that afforded me the opportunity to be healthy. But my end game is always to be healthy. My end game is always to be healthy and to remain healthy and to live a healthy lifestyle. And with that comes healthy eating, clean eating. With that comes physical activity that will carry those components, you know, will carry me a lot further in life than, you know, eating whatever I want and not, you know, and not, you know, engaging in physical activity, which means that more than likely I would gain all of this weight and I would still be almost 300 pounds as I was almost 3 years ago. So that is my biggest motivational factor for me, is always remembering why I started and always seeing the change. And a lot of the times, you know, when I say be the change, you may be someone that is listening right now or that will listen. You may be someone where you're surrounded by, like myself, where, you know, my family history, our healthy lifestyle was non-existent. Or you may have several friends where their lifestyle isn't, you know, the healthiest. Their eating isn't necessarily the best. Their physical activity is non-existent. And it may take you to be that change, whether it's within your family or whether it's in your, you know, your friendships and your relationships and things like that that you have each and every day with others. So my opportunity has afforded me to be on this platform, to be a blogger, to be a motivational speaker, to be, you know, this radio show host that you all hear today. Those things have allowed me to be the change and be the change among others to, you know, let them know, hey, I can do this. So you never know where your journey may take you. It may take you to inspire others. So always just be the change. We're always put in this world, I believe, to, you know, be a contributor to society. At the end of the day, what are you contributing to society? For myself, I contribute to society. I would hope to think that I do, you know, to live healthier, to, you know, be confident in your journey, to educate others on what it means to actually live a healthy lifestyle. That's what I contribute to the world, and I believe that that's what my purpose has been written to do. So that all of those things, from my personal family history to being an inspiration to others, that is what motivates me each and every day. Each and every day, people that I inspire, they motivate me to continue to go so that I can bring back to them information, knowledge, and go on. And they may inspire someone else, and then eventually, you know, it'll be universal. So that is my biggest thing, is always just be the change. So you may want to, you know, find that in yourself. But I will be wrapping up this call for you all, and I am so, so very thankful. Again, as I always stated, with Russ Terry, who's the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network, for giving me this opportunity. And I'm so thankful to be on this platform to be able to share other information for you all. Again, my show will be on every first and third Saturday of the month. So definitely check me out. We're coming up on a new month, which is March, and I am excited. If you have any questions, you can always reach me at info@inspire2change.co. Again, my website is www.inspire2change.co. I am also on Facebook. Facebook is Inspire, and that's 2Change, and the 2 is T-O, change. On Instagram, I am _Inspire, the number 2Change. So I'm everywhere. If you always visit my website and look towards the bottom, you will be able to follow me. And also on Twitter, I'm everywhere. So as stated, just always follow me. I'm always looking to, again, I do meal plan consultations, and I have clients that I work with in terms of basically more one-on-one, getting them on track with their healthy lifestyle. Just all based upon your needs. I just educate, inspire, and motivate others to live a healthier lifestyle, primarily through healthier eating, primarily through nutrition, because that is the biggest thing overall. So again, I look forward to talking with you all again. Again, follow my website, always talk to me, tweet me. If you listen to this or you're going to listen to this, don't ever be afraid to email me. I'm always available. Well, not always, but I will get back to you. I'm always, you know, looking, listening, learning. For you all for tuning into Life Coach Radio Network today, and I look forward to speaking with you all again. I will be back the first Saturday of March, which is coming up very, very quickly. So again, I thank you all for taking the time to listen to me on this Saturday afternoon now. And again, thank you all so much. Have a great day and have a great rest of your weekend. Bye.